program Beyond Good Day. In fact, this is the opportunity we have to just tell stories and see what you think about whatever it is that comes up in our what do they call it, crosshairs. What crosses? Yes. I don't know where that
what does that
expression
even mean?
Come from?
Hunting the crosshairs, isn't it?
Really?
Really?
I don't know.
All right. I'll buy it.
You said you knew and you were selling something, and then you said, oh, I don't know. You should have just left it at, oh, okay.
Yes, it's about hunting.
Yes, all right. Heather Bachman and Jennifer Horn, I will tell a story as well. Then later on in the hour, we have Anne Marie and Janet, the Boomer Broads, will visit with us. First, Heather is involved. We had choices. That evil laugh will tell her. I chose, she said, what should we talk about? And I chose what it is that she's going to. She gave me two choices, and I chose.
You went with the safe one.
The safe one.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. We can maybe. It, you never know. Jennifer, you know, I don't ask anybody what they're going to come up with.
Mine's pretty safe today. I'm just a little riled up about it.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay. You can get riled up. First, though, Heather is going to calm us down.
I will.
Well,
rev your engines, or rather, we don't run to rev them too much. I've got some helpful tips for some eco-friendly things as far as your when you're filling up at the pump.
Filling up at the pump?
Yes, filling up at the pump.
Filling up at the pump.
And it's still going. Yes.
Filling, going to the pump to fill up is filling at the pump.
Yes, and did you know during the summertime?
She's not getting it, is she, Jennifer? Is she getting it or not?
She's not getting it.
She's not getting it. Okay.
Filling.
Filling.
Filling?
No.
I said filling.
Filling.
I said filling.
You did?
I did.
No.
Didn't I?
No.
I said filling up at the pump?
You did.
Wow.
I like it, though. That's what I always say, too.
Fill her up. All right.
Filling, cooking.
Cooking. Doing. So anyway, want to hear what I found?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Why not? We've come this far.
I didn't know this. There's a few tips if you're trying to, A, save some money and help our beautiful world. There's a few things that you can do when you're going to get your gas. How about that?
Uh-huh.
During the summertime, did you know that gas evaporates from the tank even when it's a closed tank? So when you have the hot air and everything going on, when your gas is going to be evaporating. You're losing your gas, plus it's going into the atmosphere, which is bad for our planet and our wallets at the same time. So trying to keep your car cool is going to help preserve the fuel. Like that? Keep it cool, keep the fuel?
Yeah.
I thought you would.
Uh-huh.
Kind of cheesy, but
yeah,
you know it's true.
That's
yeah.
All right.
Anyway, so some tips are parking in the shade.
Yeah.
Keeping your vehicle
in the
shade.
All right, so this is not practical. Honest and true, this is good stuff. So listen carefully.
Yeah,
why would you want to waste your gasoline? The vapors are toxic, very strong stuff, and it does, it's like water. Actually, its content, because there's more alcohol in gasoline now than used to be, it evaporates quicker.
The hotter it is.
And a lot of,
right.
And a lot of people don't understand this. This is actually very good, Heather. I'm glad you brought this up.
Thank you.
Because there has been, this last week or two, a lot of focus on why we have the drought, or why things are changing. And one of the things that has come about as the result of changes in what's going on the Earth, the jet stream is higher and stronger this year. And is carrying the various elements of the weather faster across the country. Most all weather goes from west to east. Some of it goes south to north. Very little of it goes from north down to south. It's south to north or east to west. And almost never, what I say?
East to west.
It's almost never east to west.
Right.
Almost never. But the most frequent is east to west. Some south to north, a little north to south, but invariably hardly ever east to west. So in terms of the jet stream and the impact that it has, because it is so high and fast this summer, it has brought up, is bringing things that are lower further up into the atmosphere, and therefore rain, for example, it doesn't usually rain over 30,000 feet. The rain is at 30,000 and actually much below that. Most of the rain, because at 30,000 feet, it's frozen. At 30,000 feet, you're in an airplane, it's 65 below zero outside the plane. when you're above, once you get above 10,000 feet, it starts getting cold, and fire up you go, mm-hmm. the faster it gets cold. And people don't dive because people think it's the atmosphere is so thin you wouldn't be able to have any oxygen above 10,000 feet. That's only part of the deal. It's so cold that people, if you jumped out of a, somebody jumped out of a plane at 30,000 feet recently, but they were dressed in this thermal getup, because normally if you were in, let's say, regular diving clothes, you'd freeze in 4 seconds.
Wow.
If you jumped out of a plane at 30,000 feet, you'd be frozen in 4 seconds. You couldn't, because you can't. It's 65, 70 degrees below zero. And at that speed, like a pretzel, you'd break in half. So anyway, the point of my, and you haven't even told your story really, or finished your story.
No, this is good.
But you hit a hot button in that the essence of the various zones, like the ozone that we have, is being affected because the jet stream is pushing things up further higher than, for example, when I was on the Concorde, that thing flies at 110,000 feet, which
that still amazes me.
Twice and two and a half times what the normal plane flies at. And you can see you're at the curvature, or you can see the curvature of the Earth, and you can see you're dark. You're on the level of where it's dark. You look out the window, and you can see the darkness of night.
Wow.
Versus below you, obviously, is the atmosphere, but you're right there. And so you're not affected by the weather. That's one of the reasons the plane was able to go as fast as it did, because there's no weather, there's no atmosphere, there's no resistance.
Right.
So anyway, when you get down to brass tacks, this movement of the jet stream is changing the elements that are in the higher levels. The rain is starting, or whatever precipitation is there. And because it's colder, it's easier, and the wind, the jet stream is faster, it's pushing the elements like what normally would be rain. Well, it's frozen, so it would be snow or frozen ice or whatever. That's moving faster because it's more solid and it can be pushed off, so that's why there's no rain in part.
Interesting.
That's a long way around that, but that's really the reason. If you see the influences that are changing the daily weather patterns, it's because the jet stream is higher. And is that because we have global warming?
Yeah. Who knows?
Nobody's
but, I mean, there's contributions.
That.
It can't hurt, right? I mean, there are contributions that we can make.
Yeah, but to go back to your original premise, the essence of the breakdown of the various layers that influence our weather, the alcohol from the gasoline is much more lethal than the stuff that comes out the other end of the tailpipe because it has more of an impact. Certainly carbon monoxide and all the gases that come out aren't good. But they tend to lay low. They are heavier and they lay low. Whereas alcohol and the left, whatever's going up, paint thinner, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, anything. It just goes fast and it goes up straight. So it's affecting.
And it expands with heat, too.
Yeah,
so
right.
Actually, another tip for your wallet is
anyway,
to
go
purchase.
Through your tips, yeah.
Well, it ties in to purchase your gas either early in the morning or late in the evening at the points when it's cooler outside, so you're actually getting more in your tank.
Well, you're paying for
the same amount, but it's more concentrated if you're purchasing it when it's at a cooler temperature instead of.
Well,
when
actually,
it's hotter
there's
out.
Less volume if it's cooler, so you're actually. I forgot. Somebody studied this once. You're actually paying more for fuel in the summertime and getting less.
Right. If you're purchasing it when the whole thing, the idea is the gas is expanding.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to get out and get your gas really early in the morning or later in the evening when it's cooler, you're going to get a little more bang for your buck. Some other things, parking in the shade, talked a little bit about that, trying to keep it cooler, your car cooler. Not only is the interior of the car going to stay cool, so you're not going to be using as much air conditioning to cool it down, less gas, and then also the gas in your tank is not going to be escaping as rapidly either. And if you have any items inside your car, you're less likely to have them perish. If you're keeping your car cooler, such as if you left some groceries or whatever, if you have some chocolates or, you know, if you've ever had, like, your chapstick or something in there and you come back and it's this big mess.
Chocolates in the car in the summertime.
Duh. Well, there are some duhs out there, but chapstick, come on, that's something that's happened to me. And then all of a sudden it's exploded all over.
Yeah. That I wouldn't have thought about. All right, so those are good tips.
Thank you. And that was interesting information. See how that we work together, and isn't it beautiful?
It's all about the story.
Kumbaya.
Yeah. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who have served to protect our freedom. So important that we do so, and all of us do so, and in a sense, thinking about what you can do to support your veterans once they return home, one of my major themes. The government does a horrible job in many circumstances. So here's the story on a new outfit called the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Purple Heart Service Foundation provides a lot of services and programs, not just those veterans who have received the Purple Heart, but all veterans are subject to eligible for service here. Some of the programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, education, job training, medical care, that kind of stuff. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. So here's a way you can help. If you have a car you no longer need, if you donate your car, this vehicle, to the Purple Heart Service Foundation, it'll help provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's a cash donation or a car donation, are 100% tax deductible. If you want more information on how to donate a vehicle, call the folks in this organization today at 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, you go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico's saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
From the DYN department, did you know that the American military says cyber attacks against the U.S. have seen a 17-fold increase in the last 2 years against mostly military targets on the web? 21 after the hour.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
It was simpler and sweeter, like walk on by.
No!
Jennifer's walking. It's the Doug Steffen Beyond Good Day program. Heather's had her story, interesting story, good tips on how to save money when you're buying gas, using gas, and operating a vehicle this summer. Meanwhile, Jennifer is usually into things that are, she's either big into the scandal, or she's scurrilous.
Yeah, right. I am multifaceted. Yeah, anything that, you know, gets the hair standing up on my arms that I shave, I'm going to tell you.
You shave your arms? Do you really shave your arms?
No. I don't have much hair because I'm kind of blonde. But anyway. All right. So here's what makes my non-existent arm hair stand up. Are you ready?
Yes.
So this is in the newspaper in Indiana today, and actually I've seen it picked up, the Indy Star is what it's called, IndyStar.com. And it's about this young man who was walking with his cell phone along a lonely train platform late at night. He stumbles, he loses his balance, falls over the side, and lands head first on the train tracks.
Ooh. Not on the third rail, though.
This man was in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately for him, there were no trains approaching the Philadelphia station at the moment because it took him several minutes to recover and climb off of the tracks and out of danger. But it was captured by, of course, security camera because Big Brother is always watching and given to the Associated Press. And this was last year. But it underscores what the government is now considering to be a growing problem called distracted walking. And I think we've all seen it, no matter if you're in a big city or a small town, everybody's walking around with their nose on their cell phone.
Now they've been issuing tickets in, what, 3, 4, or 5 cities issuing tickets to those people.
Well, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. Now, the federal government is looking at encouraging states to make this like using a cell phone in a car. So my question to you guys is, number one, how stupid do you have to be to not pay attention to where you're walking? But I think we're all guilty of it.
Yep, been there, done that.
But two, do we think that the government has to step in and tell us now how to walk down the street because people cannot be trusted to walk on their own?
No, you know what? I kind of feel like when I walked into the street sign and it made that loud noise when it hit my head when I was texting, that was punishment enough.
You walked into a street sign.
Yeah, it made a very loud noise. Bang! I was like, oh, gosh.
And then you wonder why you have headaches.
Yeah.
Right. Hello.
I think that's just going over the line. I think it's ridiculous. I mean, I just feel like, well, I'm...
It's dangerous.
But I don't feel like I need the government in every facet of my life telling me what I can and can't do.
But have you got common sense enough? Your children,
apparently,
your 10-year-old, has a pad that he uses and occupies a great deal of his time. Is it contributing to his advancement? Maybe. You probably can make an argument for that. But how much does it distract him from what he normally would be doing? How attached is he to it?
He goes through phases with it. I mean, he's very good at putting it down and leaves it for a while.
See, a lot of people are not. These kids are like zombies.
I'm not.
And adults have become like zombies.
Yeah,
they walk around, and it's just so damn rude. They walk into you, and they growl because, you know, you had the audacity to be in their way. Who the hell do these people think they are?
I think I honestly am tired of the government trying to protect us from ourselves. So it was seatbelt laws and everything. Mm-hmm. And because here's the thing: have we heard of survival of the fittest? This is how, in today's time, we actually weed the dummies out.
Process of elimination here, okay.
Right?
Right.
If you can't figure out to put a seatbelt on, or if you can't figure out not to fall into a train track when you're walking
or
playing Words with Friends, you know, I think this is survival of the fittest. I think this is how we weed out the weak spots.
There's too much government, no question about that. Do we need them in this instance? No. Do we need to be smart enough? I mean, they're called smartphones, right? Huh? How smart?
The phones are smart.
Yeah, smarter than the people that are using them. In fact, you're a dummy if you have these things taking over your life. Let them take over your life. Yeah, just dumb. 28 past the hour. Thank you, Jennifer. On good day.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
If you have just a few fine lines on your face, then almost any wrinkle cream will do. But when you have stubborn wrinkles, you need Youthful Gold. Because only Youthful Gold has the clinically proven power to dramatically reduce the appearance of your wrinkles, and you'll see the transformation almost immediately after applying. Youthful Gold is an exclusive, fast-acting treatment that will visibly reverse your skin's appearance. It uses a patented lifting technology that begins working instantly to smooth out your skin's surface. Youthful Gold is not made for a few vanity fine lines. If you're serious about reducing the look of your most stubborn wrinkles without making any special appointments, call for an exclusive risk-free trial of Youthful Gold. But hurry, supplies for this offer are very limited. To get your risk-free supply, you must call now. Try Youthful Gold, real magic for real wrinkles. Just call 800-417-1351. That's 1-800-417-1351. Call 1-800-417-1351.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spell D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program as we introduce you, ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, boys and girls, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, cousins everywhere. The Boomer Broads are Anne Marie and Janet. Let's have a round of applause.
Yay. Hey, we've waited 2 years for that round of applause.
Really? Well, you'll wait 2 years for the next round of applause. All right, so this weekend, a lot of people were involved in watching the Olympics. Officials investigating why there were thousands of empty VIP seats at what were billed as sold-out events. No, we can't sell you a ticket. There are no seats. And then you look at the video coming from London, and there are empty seats everywhere. Some records being broken. People love to look at the counts, how many have they got, blah, 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 blah. All right, so ladies, you always have an interesting spin on this. The polls at DougSteffen.com since last Friday, including the one that's up there today, have to do with the Olympics. And certainly going to be a lot of chortling one way or another. The question today, by the way, which discontinued Summer Olympic sport would you like to see brought back? All right, are you ladies watching this carefully enough to know even what's been eliminated?
Well, I know that baseball's been eliminated.
That's true.
May I say something? Baseball has been eliminated. I don't think necessarily that it should be reinstated. I don't think it's a riveting sport, but I do know that it was eliminated, so I hope I get a point for that.
Point!
1 point, thank you.
1 point, yes.
Now, I think also the fact things are exorbitantly expensive. I think people are scared away from going to London, even though I don't know if you're aware that Anne Marie and I are going to London.
Did not know that. When are you going?
Yeah, we're going August 8th. We are going to the Olympics.
Yeah, how much did you cost? How much did a plane trip cost from Boston over there?
$1,200 round trip.
Yeah.
But
we should also say, I mean, it sounds more impressive. I mean, we're excited, and I'm very excited, and I love history.
Yeah.
But it was because Janet's roommate lives there and entered the lottery and won.
Got it.
Really?
But it's going to be
lottery
grueling.
For what, tickets or what?
Old college roommate lived. Not please don't tell her I told you she's old.
Oh, college roommate.
She works in London and wrote, you know, just like serendipity. Hey, I'm going to, you know, me and 140 million other people. I'm going to throw my name in the ring. I'm going to go out there and see if I can get some Olympic tickets. If I get them, you're coming. And
yeah.
Of course, she got them.
Good.
So we said, well, you know, this is a bucket list thing, even though, again, it is going to be grueling.
Grueling.
You know,
I'm actually dreading it, to be honest with you.
So, Going around the streets of London is normally a headache and a half. You think driving in Los Angeles, New York, Washington, Atlanta is difficult. You have never ever experience delays like you have on the M5.
And walking.
In the city, that's why they charge you $10 to drive a car now in the city during the day, because there's no room to park, the traffic is awful, good Lord.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be all about public transportation, and it's going to be all about walking, which I don't mind as much. My fellow boomer broad is not quite as patient as I am, plus she's had some leg issues, you know, physical issues where walking is going to be challenging. I think I'll be wheeling her like in a wagon.
Really? Put her in a wheelchair. That'd be
good. Yeah, a little wheelchair, a little scooter.
Like whatever happened to me, you remember that?
Yeah, where they wheeled
you wouldn't treat
right
me this way if I wasn't in a wheelchair, but
So where are you staying when you're there? How expensive are you? $1,200 bucks for the plane ticket. How much to stay in a decent hotel?
Well, nowhere, because we're staying at my friend's house.
Oh, you don't have to pay for that. Okay.
No, we wouldn't be going otherwise.
There's
no way. It's too expensive. That's why the seats are so empty. Not only is London exorbitantly expensive anyway, tack on the Olympics and everybody jacking up the hotel prices and the taxi fares and everything. It's going to be outrageous. Well, we have a place to stay.
Honestly, I would prefer watching it from the comfort with a cocktail in my hand, from the comfort of my living room. But it is history, and I don't mean to sound ungrateful, and we are somewhat excited. And we're getting more excited as it gets closer.
Yeah.
Well, it's a bucket list thing. So I am personally very excited. I love the Olympics. I love the glamour, the splendor, the whole thing. I like supporting the USA. I definitely am going to be red, white, and blue in it down there. You know, I think it's going to be fun.
Red, white,
once
and blue, made
there.
In China or made in America?
Good question.
You say that.
Now, here's the thing. In terms of London and its practicality, and over the years, never made a secret of this, my favorite city in the world is London. I've traveled. I've been very fortunate to travel around most of the world.
Wow, that's saying something.
And
too.
I think London is, for me anyway, it just hits most all of the buttons.
Yeah.
But trying to drive around, unless you know where it took me a long time to learn how to drive. Not how to drive, but how to get around. Yeah, well, getting around. You think Boston is a bad place to get around if you don't know the city. London, you can go literally. I did this when I first was learning how to drive in London. You can go around in circles, and you will get, literally, you can go around. So I remember once I was doing my program at the ABC Studios in North London, and I was staying with a friend in East London. And I knew how to get there. I knew the road works, and there was a detour. And I went off of the main road, and I swear to God, for 4 hours, I drove the same roads, and I couldn't figure out how to get from one, even, you know, using your instinct. Okay, so this road doesn't work, take the one next to it, that kind of stuff. And it just was amazingly frustrating, and yet it is a fascinating city, and the country is a wonderful country.
It's a great country.
But you know what it's suffering from? The same as we are here and most every place else. They're just too many people. Too many people.
Too many people and suffering through a bad economy. So there are some angry people. It's going to be intense, Doug.
When are we going to get smart? When are we going to get smart and try to internationally curb the population growth? When is that going to happen?
Yeah,
is anybody
not in our lifetime, I don't believe.
So we're just going to keep going down. We have 314 million people live in this country. We obviously can't take care of them because everything's a mess, and or they can't take care of themselves, or maybe a combination of those two things. Imagine four times as many people living in about the same space. China's a little bigger. India, a little bigger, but they have four times as many people. Can you just imagine how does anything work?
That's a good question.
But you bring all these people together as we have in London, and it does show you what happens when there are too many people in the same place. That's really the Olympics, more than anything else, are a testament to having too many people in the same place anymore.
Well, so beside that issue, which is certainly an important issue, do you care about? I'm interested in whether people care about the Olympics at all.
I don't think people in America care much about the Olympics. Although,
you don't think that they're riveted
the television
by the
ratings
Michael
from the weekend this week.
They're huge.
So,
and you know,
Jennifer says they're huge.
The ratings have broken all records.
Yeah.
And
really?
You know, all of my friends and family love the Olympics. Like, they're totally into it.
Really?
I am not into the Olympics at all, but I actually found myself watching it a little bit this weekend, and I decided what I don't like about the Olympics are the long events, like the cycling and the stuff where you get no instant gratification. But swimming, those kind of things, that's kind of fun because it's short. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That sprint swimming or the sprint running, you know, 100 meters, yeah, give me that. That's fun to watch. I agree with you. The marathon I could care less about. But at the same time, I also think people are really rebelling against the NBC broadcast team. There's a big...
Really?
First of all...
They hate
Ryan.
Ryan
Seacrest, brouhaha, is never going to end.
Well, and where did Meredith Vieira come from? Why is she there?
She's back. I don't know. And isn't that another slap? Poor Ann
so
Curry.
Weird.
How many
I know.
Slaps in the face can Ann Curry have in a given
year? Who cares?
Well, come on.
I don't care.
Poor
Ann.
I'm with Doug on that one. I'm sorry.
And Ryan, who cares who's doing the play-by-play? It's the events. I mean, Bob Costas is generally considered to be the dean of these people. He's there. He's plenty visible. I didn't even remember until you just said it that Ryan is a part of the...
Oh, he's horrible.
But Ryan isn't... He doesn't know anything about sports.
Exactly right.
Yeah. I mean, he
sounds awkward.
People
are hating him. You should look at the review from USA Today.
And
just
doing himself a disservice. What NBC wanted was to get young people. This is how stupid the management is. They figure, okay, we'll put Ryan Seacrest on the job, and young people will flock to the coverage of the Olympics. What are you, nuts?
Wrong.
They're not going to. They don't care.
Yeah,
Ryan
yeah.
Seacrest has no more business being there than I do.
Right.
I can tell you stories about London streets and subways and anecdotal stuff that would be, after 5 seconds, boring as hell. But maybe more
interesting than when Ryan Seacrest has to offer.
You know what? It just is the same old stuff of the star or the glitter. Okay, just because he has a name in a particular area, they think that it's going to translate. How much common sense is about? Do these people have any brains at
all?
They're a little desperate at NBC right now.
But now, Jennifer keeps saying that the numbers are strong.
I know. I can't believe
for the coverage.
That.
I don't
really, Jennifer, top
no,
the
not.
Most ever?
The message that I got this weekend from the ratings from one of the TV trades that I follow said that it broke all the ratings records that had previously been set.
Unbelievable.
But, you know, there's different ways to interpret ratings as well. So
the
article I got was very pro.
That. I'd like to know how they came up with that, to be honest with you, because I don't believe it. I really don't.
Well...
But we'll report back.
So you're going next week. You won't be here next week.
Right. So we'll report back
to you on live. The Olympics.
Really?
Well, you want it? We will if you want it.
I don't know what time it will be.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to have you.
Yeah, maybe we can do it. It probably would be about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll stick around. Heather, you can take that report.
I'm excited to see it.
Right. Yeah.
Very good.
All right, ladies.
Cheers.
Have a great week. Bye.
Have fun. The Boomer Brides. On their way to London. Dun, 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 dun.
Don't you wish you could send a camera crew?
Dun, 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 dun.
I'll go with a camera.
Just take the iPad.
Okay. Yeah. Well, get the ticket. I'll go.
Yeah.
All right.
$1,200?
Sure.
You're staying home.
Oh, you're a big tease.
$1,200. It's
yeah,
the same
but
distance.
The majority of it is your gas fees and everything. Which
hey, Heather,
ridiculous.
Why don't we just drive?
Well,
all right, let's drive. Come on, Jen, you and me, we can do it. What, like take a left turn up to Iceland
and then
head over?
Go?
Yeah,
bring your oars.
Yeah,
I'll row it. Darn it, I'll do it.
I'll steer you, row.
Chilly there. A lot of Olympic news anyway. At DougStefan.com, the video of the day today is a fun video about a father who dresses up like Spider-Man and takes his 3-year-old son, also dressed as Spider-Man, out for a fun afternoon at the trampoline park. Fun, it really is. It's very cool.
Where do the trampoline parks come from? All of a sudden, they are so popular.
Oh, it's huge. The indoor ones, too, they have indoor ones that are so cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
really want to go on
trampoline's
one.
Very
and I'm
you.
Really looking forward to seeing that event in the Olympics this year.
Are you?
Trampoline.
Good
yeah.
for you. Yeah.
Big one.
14 before the hour on Beyond Good Day.
Jimmy Bones.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now, if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. This stuff works.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations, get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
All right, so at DougStephan.com today, the story of this tiger shark. Have you seen this? The documentary film crew got sort of a surprise this weekend. A 14-foot tiger shark stole their gear. And, you know, then you think, okay, who's going to try to stop this?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? Don't turn your back on a shark.
Never.
Right. Times are hard.
Whether he's two-legged and wearing a sharkskin suit, the theft in progress, expensive camera gear, the perpetrator got away. Somebody arrest that shark.
I love it.
The shark has actually been around this crew for quite a while. Her name is Emma. She's 14 feet long. The producer knows her. He's the one who's shooting the story, the theft, the tiger. This is at Tiger Beach in the Bahamas, known for tiger sharks, obviously. Diver's shooting a documentary called Shark Obsession. When Emma came up, opened her mouth, ate the gear, and kept moving. Gear worth $15,000, weighed about 30 pounds, sort of a heavy snack. Apparently, Emma managed to, when she went a little ways away, realize this wasn't anything to eat, and she spit it out, and they recovered most of it. But imagine, you're looking around at the shark. You know, they say that sharks won't attack man. They're not interested in really you. They're interested in the fish and stuff that's around. Mm-hmm. But it's really pretty interesting. And it's kind of a fun gig. So if you want to check that video out, you can do that, along with lots of other things that are good at DougStephan.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weather and prices at the pump. It's been a roller coaster ride. Speaking of which, we have roller coaster news as well. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Let's start with something we've spoken of so many times over the past few months, the weather. As the southern plains continue to bake, forecasters say a ridge of high pressure will keep thunderstorms at bay for much of the coming week and cause worsening drought conditions. More triple-digit highs are in store for parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Missouri. But we talked about this roller coaster we're on. Some areas will get rain and too much of it, with strong thunderstorms and the threat of tornadoes. In the northeast, vicious storms over the weekend left thousands without power in New Jersey and elsewhere. On to the roller coaster of what we're paying at the pump.
Fill it up, please.
You will recall prices went soaring earlier this year, topping out at an average of nearly $4 a gallon in early April. We came down after that, but recently we've been going back up. The latest Lundberg survey of stations across the country shows the national average for regular at $3.51 as of last Friday. That's a jump of 10 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. Analysts say the increase is tied directly to the price of crude oil, which has gone up over the same period of time. And to continue this theme of riding a roller coaster, we have another item for you, and it's about an actual roller coaster. This is the rickety kind. Here we go. And we take you to the Six Flags Discovery Kingdom in Vallejo, California, where a dozen people found themselves stuck on the roller coaster yesterday, which is 15 stories high. Emergency crews were able to get everyone down from the coaster safely. No injuries reported. Those 12 people will have some story to tell today. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
On Wall Street, the market trying to pick up where it left off last Friday. The Dow up 188 points last week, closing at 13,076, the first close above the 13,000 level since this past May. S&P was up 26 on Friday, NASDAQ with a 65-point gain. Business at the box office this past weekend.
You don't owe these people anymore. You've given them everything.
Be nice if you didn't whisper so much. The latest Batman movie, number one, $64 million for The Dark Knight Rises. The animated Ice Age, Continental Drift, a distant second, taking the silver medal. The new comedy, The Watch, took the bronze. Let's head to London now for an update on the Summer Olympic Games. The U.S. swim team picked up a total of 4 medals yesterday. That includes Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte, each earning a silver medal as part of America's second-place finish in the men's 400-meter freestyle relay. Dana Vollmer set a world record in the women's 100-meter butterfly. Basketball, the U.S. men's basketball team with a 98-71 win over France in a preliminary Group A contest. Tennis picks back up today after most of the matches were suspended due to inclement weather yesterday. Andy Roddick and Venus Williams expected to hit the court for singles matches today. Overall, China holds the lead in the medal count with 12 medals, 6 of which are gold. The U.S. in second place with 11 medals. And finally, giving birth to twins. A double miracle of life, if you will. But how about this? A woman on Long Island, New York, giving birth to twin boys on the way to the hospital in 2 different vehicles on 2 different highways. Let's hit the road. C.O. Bon Anderson and her husband, Brian, were rushing to the hospital this past Saturday morning when, realizing they wouldn't make it, they pulled over on a parkway and called police. Twin baby number one was born shortly thereafter. C.O. Bon and her newborn were then transferred to an ambulance, but before they made it to the hospital in the ambulance, twin baby number two arrived on another parkway. Mom and the twins eventually did make it to the hospital, where we are told they are all doing just fine, although it's possible the dad, Brian, is still trying to locate his wits. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more, with quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.